Welcome to the website of Community Bible Church. We hope it's helpful to you. We've included on our website sermons, both recent and in years past, that we think you will find a real help and encouragement as you listen to the teaching of God's Word. I sent bouquets for Mother's Day, Father's Day, a shirt and a card. Though they came from the heart, they all fell short of saying how special you both are. It wasn't till I was up and gone, married with a couple of kids of my own, doing what mamas and daddies do, that I realize what I must have put you through. So thanks again for love in a cradle and all of the changes that kept me dry. Thanks again for the love at our table, tanning my bottom when I told you a lie, for taking me fishing, flying my kite, tucking me in, yes, night after night, to my beautiful lifelong friends. Mom and Daddy, thanks again. Still a young man, at least I think I am, yet I'm watching my own hair turn gray, and your call last Monday brought to mind that I owe you a debt I could never repay. So thanks again for worrying and waiting when I started dating on weekend nights. And thanks again for the help with my homework and staying up with me till I got it right. Your car for the prom, those letters in NOM, most of all, Daddy, for Mary and Mom. To my beautiful lifelong friends, Mom and Daddy, thanks again. To my beautiful lifelong friends, Mom and Daddy, thanks again.
You know, it's really something to get, thanks, to get to an age where your parents then become your friends. Man, that's a great thing. Nothing quite like that. In the last years of my mom's life, the time we got to spend together, I told you we would golf every Tuesday, just the two of us. We kept the rest of those loudmouth Hamptons out of it so that she could actually talk and... I miss her. But I remember driving when my dad was still remembering who everyone was. And he still catches on when we go see him. I'll go see him this afternoon. But I remember driving down Dixie Highway one day, and he was having just a little bit of clarity, you know. And he said, "Tommy, we've become pretty good buddies, haven't we?" Dang. I'm telling you, that, for me, that's it. That's just one of the great things in my life. So, anyhow. Revelation chapter 3. All right. Let's pray together before we read the scripture, shall we? Let's pray together. Lord, we're your people, and this is your book. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises that never fail through all eternity. We thank you for this and ask you to open the scriptures and help your people today, Lord, as we journey through this life. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Revelation chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. Jesus is addressing the seven churches that existed at that time in Asia Minor, and he's directly talking to them about their condition. To the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen. That means everything is done with Jesus. I love that. The faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich. I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched and pitiful and poor, blind and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you may become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Man, what an incredible portion of the Bible. You know, the basics of life are very important. You have to take care of the basics all the time. If not, you end up getting sick in many, many different ways. I hate spring. I love the flowers. I love that the golf courses are opening. I love that my grass is growing, but I hate spring because that's when I got to go see my doctor for my yearly physical. I hate that. There's just something about, you know, wearing a sheet in front of an almost stranger that just really bugs me. I just don't like it. Us Hamptons are very modest people. We don't like that stuff. So I'm going to go see my doctor, and he'll do all the same things. He'll say to me, he'll check all the basics, right? Blood pressure. They'll do blood enzyme thing. You know, they look for stuff in the blood. They'll check my breathing, check my heart. And if they find problems, then they start asking you about the basics of your life. And he'll say, okay, tell me about your sleeping patterns. Have you been sleeping? Tell me about your eating patterns. You haven't been to McDonald's through the drive-thru or anything like that, have you? He's a big health guy. That's really good. Anyhow, so tell me about your exercising. Are you getting enough exercise? And also, are you getting enough recreation? I can remember the first time I went to see my doctor, when he was just a young kid out of medical school. He said something to me. I was having some physical problems because of stress. You know what he said to me? Tommy, Jesus died. You don't have to. Is that a great line? That helped me. So recreation is an important part of it, right? You've got to have these basics in our life. It's very important that we do that, that we have this balanced and healthy life. It's good to have a social life, to have friends, you know, to be doing things that are interesting. And always, of course, being a disciple of Jesus means to be being a learner, and we all need to be learning all the time. I tell you, you only get old when you stop learning. Then you become one of those old guys at the light going, come on, come on, the pedal on the right. You know, that whole thing, right? Everything's impatient because you know everything. That's right. Yeah, you can get things out of balance. So you can just start feeling out of sorts. Let me ask you, how are you feeling? Are you feeling out of sorts when it comes to your walk with Jesus? You feeling out of sorts with all of that? It's really important that we go back to basics, because Christians can do this. The basic need of a believer is pretty simple, but all of us get so busy in life and doing God things, even for like religious professional types and everybody. We all, you know, think of a mother serving her family all the time, just the relentless call of need within a family that a mother fills. I mean, there's nothing like that. It's so easy to just not take care of yourself and just get burned out, taking care of your family, taking care, working in your community, working in your job, working in the church. And any of that can get us to like a spiritual burnout, and we end up like the folks in Laodicea. It's just so easy. Those basics are very important. All those things are good and noble, but taking care of the basics is something that all of us have to do. You're not Superwoman. You're not Superman. Remember, Muhammad Ali, back in the day when his name was Cassius Clay, he got on an airplane. And the flight attendant came up and said, "Sir, I'm sorry, we're taking off. You're going to have to buckle your seatbelt." He said, "Superman don't need no safety belt." She leaned in and said, "Sir, Superman don't need no airplane. Now, buckle the belt." Anyhow, you know, you're not Superman, okay? You're not able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. You're not, you know, you're not all that. There are three basic spiritual needs that someone who has trusted Jesus needs desperately in our lives at a continual basis. Number one, we need to be spending time with the Lord. He wants you to talk to him. Now, I'm not talking about here, even though we talk, of course, we with our corporate worship, we get together and we talk to him here. No, that's wonderful, and that, but it's you talking to him. You want peace in your life? You want to get beyond the stress of what's in your life right now? Only he can give you the perspective and the peace. You need to take a walk with him. I like walking my dog late at night. I mean, like, sometimes 1, 2, 3 in the morning. Can you tell we don't have kids? That's right, 1, 2, or 3 in the morning. Everybody in the neighborhood's asleep. And I have these wonderful conversations where I just unload all the stuff that's bugging me. And the Lord gives us perspective. "Call to me," he says. "I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know." I love old King David. Yeah, and I know he messed up huge in his life and all of that. But I got to tell you something about David. He was real. And when he wrote the Psalms, he wrote about all the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in Psalm 27, he's writing about all the stuff that's surrounding him. And in the midst of it all, he says in verse 8, "My heart says, seek his face." There's something within every Christian that's pulling you to him. But maybe you messed up really big this week. Maybe you embarrassed yourself. Maybe somebody found out. And it's hard for you to look up, I'm telling you. That's when you should run to him. Forgiveness is real. That does not change the fact that if you've trusted Christ, you're his child. Run to him. It's really important. Spending time with the Lord. Second of all, you know this. This is so simple. Second of all, spending time in the Bible. I said that because most people say spending time in God's word. And sometimes they think that means getting a word, something that have God talk to them, okay? And God does that from time to time, and that's a great thing. But the word of God that we know is absolutely sure is this one. And we need to have a regular diet of the Bible. Daily Bible reading is a great and wonderful and essential thing, just like eating is essential. Jesus said, "People will not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God," right? You need to feed on that. It is so important. I need to feed on that. Do you know how easy it is for me to study to speak at places instead of for my own soul and my own needs, desperately look in the scriptures? We need to be doing that. So spending time with the Lord, spending time in the Bible. Here's the other one. Spending time together with other believers in worship. You know the scriptures say, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but do it, and do it more as the day approaches." We need encouragement. Jesus has promised to be in the midst of God's people when we all meet together like this. Wherever 2 or 3 are gathered together, there I am in the midst of them. So there's something you're going to experience of encouragement and love and acceptance and challenge with God's people. And, you know, like in a fellowship. It doesn't have to be in this setting. It can be in, you know, there's Bible studies all over. I mean, we're not trying to promote an organization. We've never done that here. We want to promote God's people. We want people growing in their faith. And you need to be with God's people for that to happen. But without these things, we become spiritually out of sorts. You get spiritually hungry and disturbed, and you don't know what that's about. Now, our business manager, Tracy, we'll go out to eat sometimes on a Sunday after church. And if I have too many people I got to deal with before I leave, she'll tell me, "Hey, let's go. I'm getting hangry." Have you heard that? Hangry. You know, someone doesn't get to eat and the temperature just goes up, right?
And the attitude just starts to change a little. And we get a little impatient, you know, and all that stuff. I'm telling you, I know a whole bunch of Christians who are spiritually hangry. I met one this week. I met her in the hallway at a local business. Oh, Pastor. Oh, Pastor. Have you heard about... Tell me somebody's story. And can you believe they did something like that? I said, I can't believe. You're trying to humiliate those people by telling me about it. Yet it says that true love conceals a matter like that in the Bible. Did you hear about the old lady that came up front during church, all convicted about her gossiping? And she said, oh, Pastor, I've been gossiping about everyone, and I just realized how awful it is. I've come to lay my tongue on the altar. And the pastor said, honey, I don't think it's long enough. So we become like hangry, out of sorts. That's what happened to the folks here in Laodicea. Notice what they say. They're all geared on what they do, what they have, what the programs are, you know, all that stuff. They thought they were killing it, man. They thought they were doing great. They were depending on all that stuff. Do you know that stuff isn't your life? He is. He says to them, you guys, you say, I'm rich. I've acquired wealth. I do not need a thing. Wow, talk about disconnected. And Jesus says, but you don't know. You don't realize that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire. Laodicea was a center of banking in that day, in that area of the world. So you can become rich. Buy for me white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness. They had a huge garment industry in that place. Interesting that Jesus is talking their language. And last of all, and salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. They had a renowned medical school there, and their specialty in Laodicea was an eye salve that they'd created. They ground it to a powder, put it in an ointment, and used it, and it improved people's conditions. It's so easy to slip into this. And these folks had done it. Yeah, so you get around hangry Christians, and it's just weird. Nobody does more damage than a hangry Christian. Not just with gossip, but with attitude. You know, attitude is 90% of it. When you're walking with Jesus, you're not that angry old person you used to be. And it's really important that we get a grip on that. And also, our lives fall apart. I'm heartbroken about a pastor friend of mine that pastors a monster church in North Chicago who made a bunch of really dumb decisions, and he's been accused of a bunch of stuff, and part of them are true, all because he got too busy. And he came up on 42 years at that place, and with me coming up here 40 years, I relate. You can get so big and so busy that you lose yourself, and then you lose your self-control. And then all of a sudden you're doing inappropriate stuff. Listen, don't do that to yourself. It's time to reevaluate and to go back to that basic. Now, there's another basic that we miss emotionally that I want to talk to you about for just a second. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you and that you might have long life on the earth, right? There's the other basic. The basic is our connection with the Lord and then our connection with our people. You see, when it comes to us, we want to make sure that we are being grateful to God. That's what this whole thing is about, is acknowledging Him in our lives and being grateful to Him, right? And then we have to be honorable to our parents and to the other members of our families. It is essential. If not, you're going to get out of sorts again. You're going to emotionally not be well. Deb and I have been attending weddings. You know, something's happening to us that, you know, just is not sitting well with me. You know, they do that dance. Okay, all married couples on the floor. In fact, this was actually at the Gem Theater, so it was really a, well, everyone, all married couples on the dance floor. We got on the dance floor, and they start saying, if you've been married 5 years or less, please sit down. They go another verse, 10 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. 40 years, 43 years, which we're coming up on, and we're still dancing. Everybody else is off the floor. We're the old people. I can't stand it. There was a couple of old guys, well, if I add up all my marriages, it's been 73 or something. I don't know. Sorry, pal, you don't win. No switching partners in the middle of a dance, babe. You know, that old thing. Yeah, man, I feel better now that I've got that off my chest. But it's just a joy to be with family at a moment like that, isn't it? Listen, don't be embarrassed by your people. Ricky Skaggs, if you were a true hillbilly, you'd understand what I'm about to say. He wrote a song, Don't Get Above Your Raisin. Okay? Don't get above your raisin, stay down to earth with me. My boy, I love that guy. Anyhow, sometimes, you know, we get some success in our life and, you know, we're happening, we're dressing like GQ and we got the money and, you know, we're spending $100 a day at Starbucks like we're cool. You know, you think you got it all together. Listen, do not leave your people behind. Don't do it. Do you see? You say, well, they don't need me. It's not about them. Oh, by the way, it is. I mean, I think of the times I wish I would have spent more time with my mom and dad. But now that my dad is mentally gone and my mother is physically gone, kind of hard to do, of course, to do with dad. But here's the whole purpose. Honor your father and mother. The word honor means they got great weight, right? That means they're heavy in your life. They matter. Honor your father and mother. Why should I treat them that way? I'll tell you. That it may go well with you. You see that? That's big stuff. You want it to go well with you, you have to be connected to your people. Now look, some of you have come out of terrible abuse. I know you can't. And I know that's harmful for you and difficult. But most, 99%, need to take this to heart and run with it. Let's not neglect our people. It's so very, very important. You know, you needed your mom when, you know, you're growing up, but now they need it. 1 Timothy 5:4 talks about the whole fact of taking care of the old folks and their need that we might pay them back. That's a debt we will always owe. And that's a whole act of just being grateful. And I just want to say a couple. First of all, Rick Voltmer takes care of his mother, and she's sick. He's handling all of her finances, taking her estate apart, doing all of this. And he's working a zillion hours running this medical company in Saginaw, doing everything else. But he is on that all the time. You want to know why? Because he loves his mom, and he knows it's an essential for him, too. He does it. But just watching these kids here taking care of their folks, to me, is such a beautiful. It comes down to gratitude. So all of this comes down to time. We're going to have to eliminate some things or something because the Lord and our people matter. And if we're going to be healthy people, we've got to be engaged in both of those things at the same time. Alexander the Great, this story came to me this week. I buried a young man who was 42 years old, big car dealer in our area, and just died. His mother gave this to me. Her name is Cynthia. Pray for her. She's having a Mother's Day without one of her two sons. When Alexander the Great died, he made these requests. He wanted the best doctors to carry his coffin. He wanted his wealth that he'd accumulated in this world, gold, you know, precious stones, stuff like that, strewn along his path to the cemetery. And he wanted his hands to be hanging out of the casket while they carried him. Is that weird? And one of the generals asked him, thanks for saying yeah, because it really is. One of the generals asked him why. He said, I want the best doctors to carry my coffin to demonstrate that in the face of death, even the best doctors in the world have no power to heal. I want the road to be covered with my treasure so that everybody sees that material wealth acquired on earth will stay on earth. And I want my hands to swing in the wind so people understand that we come into this world empty-handed and we leave this world empty-handed. And after the most precious treasure of all time is exhausted, and that is time. We do not take to our grave any material wealth. Time is the most important precious treasure because it's limited. We can produce more wealth, but we cannot produce more time. When we give someone our time, we're actually giving them a portion of our life that we will never get back. So reevaluate. Spend the time on the things that are basic and very important to your own well-being. And you think about that. Amen. He got here red and crinkled, scared and crying.
Then she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. The boy, he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seem to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And in spite of all the sleep she might be missing, he could always find a twinkle in her eye. There ought to be a hall of fame for mamas, creation's most unique and precious pearl. Heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. She taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he'd never learn away from home. And by the time she wore the cover off her Bible, her hair was gray and her little man was gone. There ought to be a hall of fame for mamas, creation's most unique and precious pearl. Heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Thanks, guys.
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you know how fragile we are. You know how fragile our life is. You know how fragile we are with our psyche and everything else. Everything has to stay in balance. I ask that you would help us, Lord, to remove some of those things that might tweak us and make us feel good, but that is wasting our time if we are neglecting these other areas in our lives. Help us to spend time with you in your word, with your people, and also with our people. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you for visiting the website of Community Bible Church. We hope you found it helpful. Also, if you're ever in or around Waterford, Michigan, we would love to have you come and visit us for a Sunday morning service. We'd love to have you come. Let us know you found us on the web. So God bless you, my friends.